Hare Krishna. So welcome to all of you on 3rd of July for this program. Geographically, Mayapur is in West Bengal. It is 120 kilometers by road from Kolkata station or Howrah station. And it is also called as Navadweep Tham. Navadweep means nine islands, because the river Ganga, which flows there, divides and joins and divides and joins at many places, and that division and joining forms nine islands, Navadvipa. And that is the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his early pastimes. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna himself, who wanted to understand the depth of love of his devotees. Because all of us know that when we serve somebody, like all of you are wives, many of you are wives, and when you serve your husband, it is explained that the servant who serves enjoys more pleasure than the person who is served. When you cook for your husband and he likes it very much, or anything else you do in relationship with the husband, the wife enjoys more than the husband. Do you agree with me? What is your experience? That is to be experienced. I mean, I cannot tell you. When we serve our spiritual master, or when we serve anybody, when we serve in love, the person who serves enjoys more than the person whom we are serving. Generally, it looks like if you serve me, then I should be happy. I should be very happy. But I am also happy. But more than me, the person who serves becomes happy. So, Sri Krishna would always wonder. I always understand that Radha and Gopis enjoy more than me when we are together. So he was convinced that Radha and Gopis, they enjoy more whenever we have relationships, loving interactions, and whenever they serve me in the service that they do to me, I also become happy. But it's very clear to me that they become more happy than me. So that is something which he didn't know. Although he is supposed to be knowing everything, the Lord is supposed to be all cognizant. All cognizant means, all cognizant means he knows everything. There is nothing that Lord doesn't know. So he should also know what is love and what is experience of love. But this is one thing he doesn't know, although he is Lord. Although he is supposed to be knowing everything, he is the source of all knowledge. Sarvasya chaham hrudi sannivishto matah smritir jnanam apohanam cha. He is the giver of memory, he is the giver of forgetfulness, he is the giver of knowledge, he is the source of knowledge, he is supposed to know everything. He has created everything, he knows everybody, he has created everybody also. But still, the devotees whom he has created, like you and all of us, what the devotee enjoys in serving the Lord doesn't know. So he decided that he would like to come in the form of a devotee and serve himself and understand what is the enjoyment of a devotee. So for the first time in the history of all incarnations, he appeared as his own devotee. That is why this is not known to everybody, because he himself wanted to keep it secret. That is why it is called as Channa Avatar. Channa Avatar means hidden avatar. Rest everybody knows, even if you are not Hindu also, you still know Narsingh Bhagwan is Bhagwan. You still know so many things you know. Ram is Bhagwan. Because they came as Bhagwan only. Avatar also came as Bhagwan only. But this avatar is not known. In the history books, if you read, in the school history books, it is mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a saintly personality from Bengal. Purposely, Lord kept that. It's not that it is a wrong information, it's a right information, but it is much more than that. But only at certain points of time he revealed to everybody that he is Supreme Lord. Otherwise he always kept it secret. Whenever devotees would say, oh Lord, he would say, no, I am not the Lord, I am just Lord's humble servant, like that. And in this avatar, he actually experienced the ultimate pleasure of a devotee. What a devotee experiences by serving the Lord. At the same time, he was internally relishing the happiness and bliss of a devotee in serving the Lord and chanting the Lord's name. At the same time, he distributed the holy name to everybody. He inundated the whole creation by the holy name of the Lord. And everybody would just get ecstatic and blissful when he would chant the holy name. In fact, when he would chant the holy name from the streets, the trees would tremble and shed their leaves in ecstasy. Animals would come and chant like human beings. When he was walking through a forest of Jharkhand, where we have Jharkhand state today, new state. Is Jharkhand, new state has come now, Jharkhand. So Jharkhand is an ancient place. It was there in the historical events also. Many hundred years of back also, Jharkhand is mentioned in scriptures. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan. On the way, Jharkhand came, forests of Jharkhand. So there he was chanting. So tigers, elephants, deers, monkeys, and every other animal, they came together there. Generally, they don't come together, na? Tiger comes, everybody runs away. But in this situation, elephants, tigers, lions, deers, all the wild animals, everybody came together without fear of anybody or each other. And they danced and they chanted with raised arms, like they had four limbs. So two limbs they raised and they chanted like human beings by the influence of chanting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And today also if you go there are places in Jharkhand where there are footprints of elephant and tiger and lion and other animals there, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Because when they were chanting, it was so much happiness that even the earth was trembling out of happiness, and earth was melting out of happiness. So when earth was melting, their footprints were coming everywhere. So when Kirtan ended, and the earth came back to normal, solidified, there were footprints, it remained there only. Today also you can see, if you go for darshan there in time. Such was the experience of the chanting of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, it is said that all the animals gathered around him and started licking his body. And they would not leave him. The cows, the deers, and everybody, the trees, it seems, they fell down on the ground to offer pranams to Lord. And again stood up. They shook, and all the leaves fell down. Amazing experience. The deers cried and chanted the holy name. Peacocks came making sounds and dancing. Birds, bees, everybody came. And they're making so many sounds, and Lord was chanting the holy name. So that was the experience he gave to the world. And that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth on 1486. Not many years back. Hardly maybe 525 years back. 524 years back maybe. So he took birth in Mayapur. And out of 9 islands, the Mayapur is the most inner one. It is also called as Antardvipa. Antardvipa means inner island. Rest all are surrounding like that. So it's like a lotus flower, you know. If there is a flower like this lotus flower, 9 petals are 9 islands, and in between there is Antardvipa or Mayapur, where he took birth. Again, when he took birth, he didn't take birth like ordinary people, like you and me. He appeared from the womb of his mother, straight in front of a tree of neem. Like Krishna didn't take birth like us. He just was in the womb, suddenly he appeared out of the womb with 4 armed, was full man size, with full ornaments and everything. Like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared under a tree of neem tree. So that's why he is called as Nimai, His name was kept Nimai because he took birth in the under the tree. The tree is still there. It is nicely arrangement is done to protect the tree. And next to that is the house of his father and mother. His father's name was Jagannath Mishra. His mother's name was Sachi Mata. She was daughter of a great astrologer called Nilambar Chakravarti. He was the son of a great Pandit called Upendra Mishra. And Nilambar Mishra, Upendra Mishra were friends, so they got their children married to each other. And on the full moon night of Falgun month, Falgun is the last month of Hindu calendar. On the full moon called Falgun Purnima, at the time of moon rise in the evening, after sunset moon rise, this baby was born. And the very interesting story is there, that how the Lord appeared. There's a story in Krishna time that one time, I'm telling you in short, one time Krishna left the dancing arena. All the gopis were dancing Rasleela. They all got proud that I am so fortunate that only Krishna is dancing with me. I am so great and special that he has left everybody and dancing only with me. So they all became proud. They thought they are special and everybody else is not so special. But they did not know that he was dancing with everybody. He had expanded into many, many millions of forms. And each gopi he was dancing with individually. So they were so absorbed with him that they thought he is only with me and nobody else. So they became proud. As soon as they became proud, all the forms of Krishna disappeared. And they started telling everybody, you know he was dancing with me, you know he was dancing with me. So then another said, yeah, he was dancing with me also. And everybody said the same thing, he was dancing with me also. Then they understood that we shouldn't have become proud. Actually, he was dancing with everybody. There was nothing special in me. He simply expanded. That time they realized, but it's too late to realize this. He's left us and gone. So they were saying, oh, why we made this mistake? We are so foolish. We made this mistake. And then they were wandering in the forest. They were asking trees, have you seen our Krishna? They were asking twines, they were asking birds, they were asking earth, they were asking forest, demigoddesses, devis. But nobody told them where Krishna is. And they were singing songs of separation. Oh, where are you, Krishna? We missed you. Like that. And suddenly they came to a tree. Under that tree, there was a man who was sitting, who was golden in color, who had peacock feather, who had worn yellow dhoti, like Krishna only. But Krishna is black color, dark blue color. Except that dark blue color being golden color, everything was like Krishna only. So they were not very sure, what is this like? So suppose I suddenly see you on the road, but you are like quite dark and really like a Maharashtrian village lady. So I'll wonder, is he Meena? Who is she? I'll keep on wondering. Walking style is same, everything is same, but only the color is different. So I'll keep on wondering. So they kept on wondering. And finally Radharani, they were discussing, who is this man? Looks like Krishna only, but we never saw such a man. Look at his color is golden. He has peacock feather. He has got everything. So then Radharani said, okay, I will go ahead and do the test. So she went ahead and she touched that man. As soon as she touched that man, the golden color went and black color came back. And he opened the eyes and he was Krishna only. So she was wondering, what happened to you? How you change your color? Can you change your color? I would love to change my color, but I can't. Those who are in Western country, they are so fair and so shining and so pink and so... And what they do? What do they do? They do sun tanning. All time they are sitting in the Pacific Ocean, you know, on bikinis, and they want to turn like you and me. They love all color, by the way. I'm telling you. Our color that I and you have, they love like anything. They want a dark tan. Not like Negroes, but like maybe exactly what she, all of us have, that, you know, whitish color with no dots and everything. Like our skins are really pretty good skins. And here everybody wants to become like them. They want to put fair and lovely and fair and handsome and whatever. So what is the conclusion? Whatever we have, we are never happy with. Those who have black hair, they feel they want to have a golden hair. So they highlight it. And those who are Americans, they all have golden hair. And they all want to have hair like you. Believe me. There are so many spas and so many beauty saloons are there, which are only meant to give you color of Indian hair. So never you are happy, whatever we have. Those who have long hair, they cut the hair. And those who have short hair, they want to have long hair. Is that right?
Yes.
Those who have long hair, they feel, who will maintain such a long hair? Such a boring thing. Keep on combing all the time, you know, where the whole thing is like this. And I sit down, it goes in the gutter sometimes. When I am travelling on the motorcycle, it is flying somewhere here and there. So I would like to cut. I don't want to have long hair. And those who have short hair, they are praying, putting oils and herbs and this and that. They want to have long hair. So they are wondering why, how you change the color. We know only one entity who changes the color. Why desire? What is the living entity who changes the color? The garden lizard. Whichever tree it goes, it assumes that color. Only that living entity has got that power to change. So Sri Krishna told a very significant thing to them, how it happened. He said, when you all became proud, I left you. But I wasn't happy to leave you. I also was feeling very bad to leave you. And I was remembering you, and I was in separation from you. I was suffering actually from separation from you. And in that separation, I was thinking about you. And I thought about all of you. And when I was thinking of all of you, I became like you. I assumed all of your color. Especially Radharani. He was chanting Radhe Radhe actually in his meditation in the banks of Jamuna. So when I assumed your color, when I thought about you, when I deeply meditated upon you and your love for me, this is what happened to me. Externally you saw me changing my color. That's what you are telling me, I was looking different. But internally I was enjoying a different kind of bliss which I have never experienced before. I am happy with all of you, I always enjoy with you and I feel so much blissful. That is a kind of happiness I have. But this what I experienced today was totally different. It was much, much, much higher and deeper than what usually I experience. And I think I am missing this. So I promise all of you that next time I take incarnation, I will appear as a devotee. Now I understand that you all enjoy more than me by becoming my devotee. And it's a fact actually. So I don't know all these things, although I'm supposed to be knowing everything, but I'm not knowing the depth and the extent of the happiness that you all enjoy with me. I also enjoy, but something you are enjoying, something different. So I will, he said, Radharani, I will take your mood of devotion. With that mood I will appear to experience devotion. So she was very upset. She felt very sorry. She felt, oh, if you take my mood and appear, then you will fall on the ground again and again in ecstasy. You will fall unconscious. You will not be able to control yourself. But you are not used to this happiness. So you will fall unconscious. You will feel, you will faint. If you go on a tree, you will fall from a branch. If you are walking in the bank of the river, you will fall in the river. If you are walking on the road, you will fall on the stones and you will hurt yourself. And I can't even imagine that you are going to fall again and again. So I will cover you with my complexion. It is called as in the Sanskrit word, it is called as Kanti, Kanti. Kanti is a very, very beautiful word. The word complexion doesn't explain the real understanding of complexion. And whatever you call as Kanti is like what covers you. So she said that because you will hurt yourself in thorns, pebbles and stones and water and everywhere, I will cover you with my skin. It's like kavach, you know. Cover you. Like when you go in Pacific Ocean, you have to wear a skin tight black dress so that the fish don't come and bite you and take your flesh out. Then only you can surf in the waters of the Pacific Ocean. Plus it is cold also. So like that, over your skin, that another black color covering is there. So like that, she said, I will cover you so that even if you fall somewhere, you will not hurt yourself. So that is why when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in 1486, he was golden in color, a shining golden color, like thousands of suns. And he was everything like Krishna, but he was in golden color. And when he took birth, it was supposed to be Falgun Purnima, full moon. But when you get eclipse, lunar eclipse, on what day? geography. Tell me, when do you get lunar eclipse? On which day? Yes. First day of the month, second day of the month, eighth day of the month, ninth day, tenth day, Ekadashi, which day?
Lunar eclipse.
Yeah. All of you have gone to school, first standard, second standard, third, fourth, fifth. And I think this was taught to us in fourth standard. Today must be first standard only. Because today's children are much ahead of us. Lunar eclipse takes place only on the 15th day. Full moon only. It is never on Amavasya. It is only on full moon. Only on full moon day. So that day was a eclipse day. Eclipse day is supposed to be inauspicious, you know. You are not supposed to go out and, you know, especially when you are pregnant, you are not supposed to go out. Especially when you are, you know, menstruating, you are not supposed to go out. And suppose you are sick, you should not go out. I mean, nobody should go out. But specifically, these situations when you are weak, should not go out. Should not look at the sun. It's very inauspicious. You incur a lot of inauspiciousness if you are going out on an eclipse day. The living entities, those who are harmful, bacteria and disease, spreads like anything because of the eclipse conditions. So we don't drink water, we just throw all the water away, or we put tulsi in that. Many things we do on that day. Or we don't do anything nonsense on that time. Don't waste our time doing watching television or gossiping or doing negative activities. On the eclipse day we only spend in praying and chanting and fasting, and we stay awake. We are not supposed to sleep during the eclipse time. If you sleep during eclipse time, a lot of inauspicious omen come upon you. Many bad things happen. So when eclipse comes now, it's like a lot of announcement is there. Eclipse coming, coming, please prepare yourself. A lot of WhatsApp messages go around and a lot of instructions come. Do this, don't do this, do that, you know, hang this on the house, like that. So one of the things that the people do on the eclipse day is that they just give up everything and just chant the holy name. Just come together and chant the holy name. That's the biggest thing. If you don't want to do anything else, na, just see that when the eclipse comes, just come together and chant and don't sleep. Even if it's afternoon time, or just don't sleep. Be awake and chant. That counteracts all the ill effects of the eclipse. And second thing that the people do is they submerge themselves in water. Either river, pond, holy place, wherever there is water, they will go on inside the water and they will keep praying under the water. So in that place of Navadvip, Antardvip area, Mayapur, all the residents of that area, they all entered Ganga. Everybody entered Ganga. Exclusively everybody entered Ganga. And they were all chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He said that even people who are not believers, not devotees, everybody was just chanting. And those who were non-believers and atheistic people, or maybe anti-God people or whatever, there were some Muslims there also. So they were teasing the people who were chanting, and they were also chanting. Like suppose you are saying Om Namah Shivaya, I am saying Hey Om Namah Shivaya. I am also saying Om Namah Shivaya because I was teasing you. So like that, in the teasing mood, even they were also chanting. And the whole world appeared like everybody is chanting, everything is chanting. And at that time, he appeared. So it was very clear the purpose of his appearance. He came to actually inundate the whole world with the holy name. That is the one event. Then when he was born, immediately everybody came running and he took birth. So somebody said, because he took birth under the neem tree, we'll call him Nimai. And somebody said that his horoscope said that he will maintain the whole universe. He is a maintainer of the whole universe. So we'll call him as Vishwambhar, one who maintains the universe. Then somebody said we'll call him Gauranga because he is, you know, golden complexion, fair complexion. So many names were given to him. And then he was so attractive and so effulgent and so beautiful. And all the neighboring ladies would come again and again to play with him. And as soon as they would come, he would start crying. And they would try to pacify him, but only he would keep quiet when they chant Hare Krishna. So everybody started chanting Hare Krishna. So as soon as they stop, he would start crying. So all the day in the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi, only Hare Krishna Mahamantra was heard by different people coming and going. So that again he told the message, ki, I have come here to make you chant Hare Krishna. So all his childhood, his house was resounding with the holy name constantly. So that is the house where he took birth. And Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi were the incarnations of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. They took birth as Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. So before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a name given to him when he accepted the monk order, when he gave up his family and he took sannyas. At time of sannyas, his sannyas guru gave him name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was not his birth name. It's like a sannyas title. When you become a priest, you get a priest title. So he got that title of Chaitanya at time of his sannyas. So it is said that when he became 24 years old, he left his family and took sannyas. But for the first 24 years, he stayed in that area. And he went to all the 9 islands and he performed different pastimes. So the 9 islands where we are going to go are filled with very, very beautiful pastimes, very nice pastimes. And that house also where he is born is filled with so many pastimes. Another thing what happened in his house was, in that place of course, not in his house. He took birth in somewhere in 15th century. At the end of 15th century he took birth, right? But his father mother was there in the world, maybe decades ago. But in Krishna's time, that place was there, na? I mean, after thousands of years, this happened. But when Krishna was there on this earth, that place still existed. So in the same place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth, in the same place, another story happened, much, much ahead, 5,000 years back, that Lord Brahma performed tapasya there. And Lord Brahma performed tapasya because he stole the babies and baby cows, all the baby cowherd boys and the baby cows which Krishna used to graze in Vrindavan. Brahma thought, ki, are they all are eating each other's, from the mouth also they are eating. And somebody said, ki, this boy is Supreme God. I don't believe this, because when we offer Supreme God, we offer with so much ceremony and you know we don't eat it before and we keep it there and after that we remove it and then we honor it as Mahaprasad. But here there is nothing like offering. He is putting in mouth of somebody and half he bites and half he eats, and he is biting half and somebody else is eating half. How can that be Lord? Then one funny thing we saw, that one of our friend, you know what he was doing? He was son of a Brahmin actually. Very fond of sweets and laddus. What was his name? Huh? His name was Madhu Mangal. Very famous friend of Krishna, very famous friend. Only Brahmin friend of Krishna, rest all were mercantile caste. Even Krishna was from mercantile caste. But that fellow was Brahmin's son. He was friend of Krishna. So everybody was, feeding each other. And they were saying, oh, look at this, this is very nice. See, this one which I brought is very good. Please taste, Krishna, taste. So he would taste and then Krishna would bite half and he would eat and everybody else would eat. And then Krishna said, no, my mother also has given something nice, you eat. So he would feed everybody and remaining he would eat. So Madhu Mangal was having lassi with him. He had a big flask of lassi. And he thought from distance that, oh, everybody is sharing, but I don't want to share. My lassi is very special. I want to drink myself. So he went little distance, in a hiding place. And he was like gulping the lassi. And when he was halfway, Krishna noticed him and told everybody, look, look, look. This fellow is eating alone. We should go and grab it. So everybody ran to him. And by the time he saw everybody ran to him, he was he could not swallow, but he was like, by the time they reached him, his cheeks were filled. So Krishna went and gave two gulchas on his cheeks. So what happened? They just came out. So Krishna just held it in hand and he drank it. And friendship, Don't you, have you not done that in your friendship, childhood? You are doing it, telling me now, hey, But in your childhood, what you are doing? You are taking dabba from everybody's hands, everybody, you don't see that who are you, what is your name and what is your surname. You are eating, oh, your dabba is very nice and you are stealing from his dabba, and you are good, somebody's dabba is very good, then you will steal and keep running, hold the class, and you are running behind it, give my dabba back, and everything is finished and dabba comes back to you. Then you will drink something and you will give your friend and you will drink and some other friend will drink. ये सब किया हम लोग ने चाइल्डहुड में, तो वही कर रहे, कुछ दया नहीं कर रहे. सो वेन दोज टू फिश वर फोर्सफुली पुट ऑन द चीक्स ऑफ मधुमंगल, अ स्ट्रीम ऑफ लस्सी केम आउट एंड कृष्णा जस्ट हेल्ड इट इन हैंड एंड ड्रैंक इट एंड दैट वॉज वॉच्ड बाय ब्रह्मा. ब्रह्मा वॉज वॉचिंग, अरे दिस इज हाइट. Up till now it was all right. Little bit, you know, I give laddu to you and you eat half and you give it to her. It is okay, still is fine. But this is too much, you know. This is like too much. How can he be God? So he said, let me test him. Let me make some fun. Before that he was observing from skies, huh? From his swan carrier, he was sitting on the sky and watching down all this fun. And the boys are having fun at the bank of Jamuna. So just to test them further, what he did, suddenly all the boys thought, अरे वेर आर अवर काव्स, दे आर ग्रेजिंग हियर, बट सडनली दे हैव गॉन लिटिल फार. सो कृष्णा सेड, डोंट नो, डोंट वरी, यू ऑल सिट डाउन एंड एंजॉय, आई नो एवरीबॉडी इज एंजॉयिंग, डोंट डिस्टर्ब योर एंजॉयमेंट, आई विल गो एंड सी द काव्स, बेबी काव्स. सो ही लेफ्ट देम फ्रॉम द मिडल ऑफ देम एंड ही वेंट एंड ही सॉ दैट द बेबी काव्स हैव गॉन फार अवे एंड ही सॉ देयर फुटप्रिंट्स. हाउ द बेबीज, कावर्ड बॉयज आर वेरी एक्सपर्ट, यू नो द गोपाल होता ना, वो गुराखी होता ना, बहुत एक्सपर्ट होता है, उसको मालूम पड़ता है कहाँ गए, उनका वो फुटप्रिंट देखता है और पता चलता है उसको कि इधर इस दिशा में गए. सो ही सॉ देर आर फुटप्रिंट्स ऑन ऑल डायरेक्शंस, बट एट वन पॉइंट देर आर नो मोर फुटप्रिंट्स. हाउ कैन दैट बी, इफ यू आर गॉन अहेड देयर शुड बी फुटप्रिंट्स टिल यू, आई फाइंड यू, राइट, टिल यू आर हियर आई विल फाइंड फ्रॉम हियर टू हियर योर फुटप्रिंट्स. बट ही फाइंड्स दैट देर इज नो काफ देयर, बट फुटप्रिंट्स एंड हियर. So being Supreme Lord, he understood that Brahma is doing this mischief. He has stolen all the baby cows. He took them all away and put them in his Brahmaloka. He hid them there. He put them into hypnotism, spell, slumber and hid them. So he understood that and he came back. When he came back, he saw there is not a single boy there. The place they were all enjoying, thousands of them were there. None of them was there. So he understood that when I left them, before I came, he stole the babies, and I went to search the babies, he stole the boys also. He said, okay, fine, let him have some fun. Let me also have some fun. So what he did, he expanded himself into all the boys, all the cows also. And how he expanded, I'll tell you. For example, now you are wearing that hairband. And you have a typical hairstyle. So that also minutely he expanded into. So when he became Madhu Mangal, exactly how Madhu Mangal dressed up and what he all he did, somebody had pencil like this, you know, they used to have some style of pencil like this. I used to have fun. So even that also he copied exactly. And all the baby cows, the way they had come, he became exactly like them. And he went in the home in the evening. So that day what happened? Every cow and every boy was Krishna only. But nobody knew this for 1 year. No one knew this. Everybody felt much more love for their children than they felt much more love. What they would feel for their children, they felt for their children now. And they were wondering, why is it like this? Because the fact was that all the mothers in Vrindavan, they always loved Krishna more than their children. Always. It doesn't happen usually actually. You love your child the most, no? And sometimes you hate everybody's children but love your child. But here they loved everybody's children, but they loved more than their children, Krishna they loved the most. And they were not knowing what's happening, but they were feeling that how much ever they love Krishna, that much they were loving their children in those days. But nobody understood how and what, because the mystery nobody understood. Even the cows, no? It's like, suppose you have a cow and she has got 3 babies, one baby born first, second baby, and this is newborn baby. So what do you expect, whom she loves more? the newborn baby. So the newborn baby is there, she's drinking milk and she's licking a baby, and suddenly she saw this baby. Which baby?
Second one,
which is now Krishna actually, who has become the baby. So she left this baby and started licking that baby and loving and caressing. One time what happened, that Krishna was grazing with all these cows, and which he was himself only, and the older cows were being grazed on the top of the mountain, and somehow these were grazed on the bottom of the mountain, and the big men were herding the big cows, and Krishna, Balram and boys were herding these small cows. So big cows small, saw the small cows, and they started running downwards like crazy with raised tails and raised ears, running like anything. And the cowherd men were surprised, what happened, why they are running like this, they will hurt themselves, they will tremble down, they will maybe die also. But they ran from all the way from mountain down to come and lick the babies who were with Krishna. So they were all surprised. And it is said that when this happened, the day this happened, that Brahma stole the cows, Balram had not come with Krishna. Any idea why? Every day he goes with Krishna to herd the cows. But that day was Balram's birthday. So Rohini Mata said that today is your birthday, so you don't go. I have to bathe you and you have to put ointments to you and I have to chant mantras and Brahmins will come and pray for you and we'll have ceremony. So today you don't go. Today is off for you. You sit at home and we'll celebrate your birthday and Krishna will go. So when this happened of stealing all the cows and everything, Balram was not there. But next day Balram was there. So everybody, every day he was watching, there is something unusual happening here. Between the cows and the babies, and between Krishna and the babies, there's something different, is not like usual. So one day he asked Krishna, what is happening? The special day when the cows ran from a bigger top of the mountain to the babies, from they came running, that day he asked Krishna, what is this happening? Please explain to me. So he took him aside and explained, you were not there, on your birthday, Brahmaji stole these babies and cows. So I have become all these people. So now 1 year has passed. Why 1 year? Because Brahma's one moment is our 1 year. So Brahma, actually what happened? He stole the babies and cows and went to his loka, and he said, it seems he came back in one moment. His one moment. It was 1 year, 1 month, 1 year over here. When he came back, he saw everybody is there. Isn't it surprising? I stole your baby maker from you, my son, I stole and took my house. Next time I come to see you again, baby is in your home. What is this? So he went back and saw everybody was there where he hit them. They all were sleeping in slumber, in hypnotic spell. He again came back and saw, everybody is there down. So he was totally bewildered. Completely bewildered. It is said that he is the topmost brain in the universe, How many brains? Four brains, not one brain. You all have one brain. And the quality of brain, each brain is that creating the whole universe. He is the engineer of the whole universe, not ordinary brain. And all software messages in that brain, how to create the universe, such kind of brain. It seems all the four brains are completely bewildered. They didn't understand anything what's happening around. So to add to his bewilderment and to add to his surprise, and completely, sula diya usko pura, completely. Mesmerized. What Krishna did, Anybody idea? All the babies who were baby boys and all the baby cows who were baby cows, they all became Vishnu. All became four-armed Vishnu. In front of the eyes of Vishnu, Balram, Brahmaji. Brahmaji is watching all these things from distance. So in front of his eyes, all the thousands of boys and the cows, they assumed four-armed form of Vishnu. Then he almost fainted when he saw that. He couldn't understand anything. To add to his surprise, everybody disappeared. Only Krishna remained with some butter in the hand and searching for his friends and the cows, where they have gone. Like, you can see the scene 1 year back. What happened? He left the company of boys. From the middle of them, he came out. He had something, food morsel in the hand. And he was like searching for baby cows. And they were not there. And he went back, he saw the boys also not there. Hare Krishna. The boys also not there. So you can imagine, he is alone with some food in the hand and searching. Where are my friends? So after all the Vishnu darshan, suddenly everybody disappeared and again Krishna became a small boy searching for his friend. That time her mom understood. He is not a small boy. He is Supreme God himself. So he came from skies down. And he was offering prayers. I am very sorry. I stole your boyfriends. I stole your cows. I disturbed you. You are all enjoying. And I felt you are not God. I felt you are all ordinary boys and girls eating each other's half morsel food, which generally, you know, ordinary people do this kind of things and bona fide people don't do this, eating each other's remaining foods. But I have misunderstood you. I thought you are an ordinary boy, but I know now you are my worshipable Lord, my Lord who created me, and my all powers come from you. And so many things he offered, prayers and repentance, you know. It seemed Krishna just stood there. Suppose you made any mistake, suppose you offended me, and then you are coming to say sorry to me. Nice, okay. And you are speaking from this side, you know, sir, please, sir, sorry, sir, I will not do again. Nice. No reaction. Blank, you know. Not even looking at you angrily. No anger, no sorry, nothing. Just looking in zero, somewhere else. Long time he did that. And Krishna just stood like this. So then what he did, it is explained that he offered pranams to him, flat on the ground. And that way he offered pranam to the whole Vrindavan. And that time Krishna then looked at him and forgiven him. So after long time of prayers and long effort, somehow Krishna said, okay, fine, don't do it again. So he again sat on his swan and started flying off to his place. But he was so repentant, are kaisa main aadmi hu. I am the first created being. I am supposed to be the creator of the whole universe and his guidance, and I am supposed to serve him. Instead of serving him, I disturbed him. I didn't even identify him, what kind of person I am, you know. I don't even know who is my boss. You come to the hospital, don't even know who is your boss, and you offend the boss only by mistake. He said, what's the use of my life? My life is very useless. So again he got down in Vrindavan only. And at one place now he sat and cried like anything. You should go to that place. There is a huge pond. Something like 10 floors of building kitna bada rehta hai. Itna underground ek pond hai bada. Huge pond of water. It is said with his 8 eyes Brahma cried there in repentance. And full pond was formed. And after crying he felt little relieved. Repentance. You know. Again sat on the swan and flew back in the sky. Now I come back to my story again. Where was the story? Yes? Where was the story? Sachimata's house. I am telling you that what happened 5,000 years back in the same place. Now it is Sachimata's house, but 5,000 years back it was not her house. She was not in the world also. So it seems that he flew back and he was on the way back. Again he got down. He was not happy. He came down there and he performed tapasya. Same place where today Sachimata's house is there. He sat there and he performed tapasya. You know why he performed tapasya? He performed tapasya because he thought, what is the use of my being Brahma? Even after being Brahma also, I could not recognize my Lord. Such a useless position. Because I became proud of my position. I am the topmost one. I am the one, you know. So he thought, I will not come back again. To take birth as Brahma. I don't want to take Brahma's birth. I will perform tapasya and please the Lord and ask him a boon that I don't want to become Brahma again. I want to become insignificant person. Somebody who is insignificant, in that family I want to take birth. And this time when I will take birth again, I will not disturb your pastimes. I will like to serve you in the pastimes. For a long time he performed tapasya in the same place. And in the same place, Sri Krishna gave him darshan. Not as Krishna, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The incarnation has not taken place up till now. That time has not taken place. But what he is going to appear in form, after 5,000 years, he is going to appear. In that form, he gave darshan to Chaitanya Brahmaji and told him, I am very happy with your mood because the mood of repentance is very good. We read in Bible also, no? Repent, repent. Till you repent, you will not get the mercy of the Lord. So he exhibited the highest repentance over there. And Lord was very pleased with his mood of repentance. So he said, yes, you will take birth again. And you will take birth in a family of yavanas. Those who eat meat and those who kill animals. In that family you will take birth. So called, degraded families. And you will become the acharya of the chanting of the holy names. The teacher of chanting of holy names. You will chant the holy name 3 lakh times in a day, which would take 22 hours in a day. And for that chanting that you will do, you will be famous in the whole world as the teacher of the holy name, Nam Acharya. Your name will be Haridas. And people will address you as Thakur, as out of respect. So you will become Haridas Thakur. Then Brahma was happy. And happily he went back to his duty in Brahma Loka. And after 5,000 years, he took birth as Haridas Thakur. And it is said, as Haridas Thakur birth, he delivered himself. He became a perfect devotee. He did not go to resume his Brahma position. So somebody else became Brahma. Post has to be filled, na? However, Narendra Modi says, "Aage main jata Himalaya ko tapasya karne ke liye." So somebody will become Prime Minister, na? Maybe Lal Krishna Advani will become, who knows? Or maybe Amit Shah will become. Somebody else will become. Bola, apna Narendra Modi to gaya tapasya karne ke liye. So like that, because Brahma became Haridas Thakur and perfected his life and he got liberated and went back to kingdom of God, somebody else called Aryama became Brahma. So this is the story of that place. And I am only covering some part of one place that we are going to visit in this tour. Many more things happened in that place. Baby pastimes of how Nimai baby did so many things. Wonderful things. One thing I will tell you in 2 minutes. No, it took place in Vrindavan only. But before, in between, you are doing like this, so you missed that part. No, where Brahma Bhimon Leela took place in Vrindavan only. All that repentance, crying, offering prayers, begging forgiveness happened all in Vrindavan. Then he flew and he got down again. In Vrindavan only, he cried and the big Brahma Kunda was formed. Again he flew and again he got down. Where? In Navadvip, in Sachi Mata's house. And there he did tapasya. And there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, not Krishna. And showed him that I will come back in this form after 5,000 years and you will come as Haridas. That is the place. So that became the home of Jagannath Mishra later on. Brahma Tapasya Sari. So it's already auspicious place where Brahma performed tapasya in repentance, in deep regret that I did a mistake actually. It is explained in Bible, explained in our Hindu scriptures also, that till, suppose you do all make mistakes, suppose. We all make mistakes, nothing great about it. Everybody makes mistakes. But after making mistake, if you just say sorry superficially, you don't get true forgiveness. Sorry. How children do, na? Go, so sorry to, so sorry. Say sorry to auntie. Auntie, sorry. We all know what is the meaning of the hand, sorry, you know. No, touch her feet also. But when you really repent from your mistake, from the heart, only Lord knows how you are repentful in the heart. Nobody else can know. You can't make a show to anybody. Others may say, okay. But Lord knows, really he is not so sorry. But when you really feel repentful, you get the forgiveness and the mercy of the Lord. So Brahma actually exhibited how one should be repentful in that place. And then that place became the house of Jagannath Mishra. And Jagannath Mishra first gave birth to 9 baby girls. And they all died after birth, one after another. Then one boy was born. You know his name? His name is Vishwarup. elder brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was also expansion of Balram. So his name was Vishwarup. And then Nimai was born. But his Vishwarup was engrossed in studying scriptures. And mother and father were worried, he's studying scriptures too much, he's such a young boy. He's too much engrossed, he's not playing, his whole day studying scriptures. So they said we should get him married, because then only he will come back to the world. And somewhere this discussion of mother and father that they want to see a good girl and get him married was heard by Vishwaroop. And he went to study, he didn't come back home. From there only he ran away. He disappeared and he took sannyas and never came back home. In short, the story of Vishwaroop. He's a great learned personality, very sober personality. So you come with me, I will tell you more stories in Mayapur. What all happened there? In this island, what happened? That island, what happened? Pandharpur. Just put that button off from there. He was not found in Pandharpur. It was only known by people that he passed away in that place. Here. What's happening? He went back to Godhead, I told that also.
What was his original name? Like Aryama was
a Brahma person. Is not a person.
Yeah, Brahma is a post.
Is a post.
So who was that person who was occupying that post who went back to Godhead?
That is a person like you and me. Anybody can become Brahma.
Name,
like, no, that I don't know. This, we should all understand that any one of us can become Brahma. Don't think only special guys can become Brahma. Those people who keep celibacy, absolute celibacy, yeah? Not in between something here and there. Absolute celibacy is called a Naishtika Brahmacharya. They can become Brahma. From birth till death, absolute celibacy. No, not even thought of a woman, not even thought of any activity or anything. If you do that, tapasya, then that person can become Brahma. So much power, you can assume that in next birth he will become Brahma. And he'll create some universe somewhere under the guidance of Supreme Lord. Even ladies who keep celibacy, they also come to Brahma. So Brahma is not a Supreme Lord. Brahma is like you and me, Jiva, living entity, but very specially empowered living entity, very powerful living entity. It's like Narendra Modi is like you and me only. He is not something different. But he has become Prime Minister. He's become so powerful now. So he is like you and me, he will die like you and me only. But now he is a very powerful personality in the country of India. Barack Obama is nothing special. He's like you and me. He also takes bath every day. I think so. And he eats every day, he sleeps also, he has to sleep. He fights with his Michelle every day sometimes. She is very powerful. She wants to become next president of America. A lot of stories about. They must be having like fights like you and me have with each other at home. But he is the president of America. He controls the world by one stroke of signature. Many things happen in the world. Like that, somebody is Brahma. Somebody is Indra. Like that.
When Brahma finished his
lifespan.
Aryama was occupying his post. This fellow
went back to Godhead in the kingdom of God. Hare Krishna. Thank you.